This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Best Bits of the Week with Morgan.
Part 3.
Listener Q&A.
We are here, listener Q&A time. Thanks for being here, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Morgan. This is
fun. I like to start with compliments. It kind of just like helps get a good vibe
okay.
going. So K-Cat says, Eddie is my favorite show member to come on Best Bits.
Aw, K-Cat.
I don't know if that's her name. That's just her username on Instagram because she didn't put her name.
This could we're be rolling Karen. Could be Kathy.
Kaylee.
Could be Kaylee.
A few different things.
Yeah.
Leah from Pennsylvania says, yay for believing in love. Hope this uniform guy is finally a good catch for you.
Yes,
and I think she's saying
man.
That to both of us because you believe in love.
These guys are crazy. Like, how are you going to find love if you just keep thinking someone's like a serial killer or like living a double life?
Right. Like, I was like, if I believed every stereotype, I would be single the rest of my life.
Right, man. What are we doing here?
Gotta believe a little bit.
Yes. You gotta believe a little bit. Now keep an eye out on that stuff.
Oh, but yeah. You can't just like go full. Hey, door's wide open.
Right.
Erica says, how are you so happy all the time? Bottle it and send some to me, Eddie.
I'm not happy all the time, but I'll bottle whatever I have and send it to you.
We didn't know. I think you may need that after listening to part one.
You're right.
If you didn't listen to part one, go listen because Eddie shared his real life, his real emotions.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Susie says, no question. Just, I enjoy you so much on the show. My favorite.
Oh, thanks, Susie. That's awesome.
So give you some good energy to
I
go
like
into
it. Thank
these.
You.
All right. We're going for it. Sam from South Texas. Why do you not talk about your wife on the show much?
That's easy. Yeah, she doesn't want me to talk about her on the show much. My wife's a very private person. And, you know, she, from the very beginning, like it's different for different people on the show, right? So, like, if I would have met my wife while I was on the show, I think she would have been like, you know what? That's your job. Like, this is all I've known of you. So, do what you do. But my wife and I, we met a long time ago. We got married a long time ago. And so getting on the show and talking on the show and sharing my life was something new to me, new to her. And we kind of did it together. And from the very beginning, she's just like, yeah, don't talk about me on the radio.
Was there a segment that happened? Like,
I don't think there was one in particular. Okay. I remember there is one thing that happened when she kind of drew the line with my family being talked about on the radio. And that was Lunchbox, of course.
It always does.
We had all gone to dinner or something. And my son, my oldest son now, he was, I don't know. He's probably 5 at the time.
Yeah.
And 5 or 6. I don't know. And he was running around like while people were eating and he would jump on people's laps. And like, this is kind of the way he was. And Lunchbox got on the radio the next day being like, Eddie and his wife are just terrible parents. Like, we were trying to eat and he kind of bothered everyone. And like, you know, like it's the last time we're going to eat. And so she heard it and she was just like, he didn't say that while he was there. Like, why is he acting like that now? And like, don't ever talk about our son like that.
Mm.
And she got so upset. And so I said, all right, well, like, what do you want me to do? She's like, I don't want you to talk about our kids or me or any of our stuff on the radio. And that was very early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that deal. But as you know, we talk a lot about our lives on the radio. And so slowly I would kind of run things by her and be like, I want to talk about this. Can I talk about that?
Yeah.
And she'd be like, okay, you can talk about that, but don't mention this.
Yeah. She had an editing level to that.
Correct. And it took me about a good solid 2 years to get it down to where we both understood what I can talk about, what I couldn't talk about.
Well, it's a lot of learning.
Yes.
Because things happen. It could happen for the first time. You're like, I don't know. Yeah. This feels okay to me. Maybe not okay to her.
And it's funny too, because even in person, like if we're out somewhere and somebody recognizes me and comes up to me, I'll say hi to them and I look back and my wife's gone.
She's Irish goodbye before it even happened.
Like, it's unbelievable. And so I'll always be like, all right, good meeting you guys. And then I'm like, where's my wife? Now I got to go find my wife.
Like, good on her, though, figuring out how to dip out of this
situation.
She's
so good at it. She's so good at it.
She's like a mini Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. Like, goodbye. Mm-hmm.
So there's your answer.
No, that's good. I don't think I even knew like that part of the story. Debbie wants to know how all the kids are getting along as they're getting older.
Oh, man. Like, they're brothers. Like, they get along like brothers. They fight and they have fun. They're goofy and they kind of mess with us as a team, as a group.
Love
like
that.
All the stuff that just, you know, they're awesome. And what I love about it is, like, especially the two middle ones, my two middle boys, they're like, just every minute of the day they're together. When we pick them up at school, they're together. When we drop them off at school, they get out of the car together. If they're at home and they start fighting, we have to separate them. And as soon as like 5 minutes go by, they're back together again. It's
they're
really
like best friends.
Best friends.
Yeah.
And what's cool is like, I can't wait to see like them as adults. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to be like you and your sister, you know, where
like just talk to each other all the time.
All the time. They know everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. I think even when they get married, they'll probably be like, yeah. Hey man, like, what'd you do with your wife in this case?
Well, and they're close in age, so that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the same age though, right?
No, they're 1 year apart.
Okay, I was gonna say they're really close.
Yeah.
So they'll go to school together for the rest of their life.
Yeah, so they're doing really, really well. And there is definitely the gap between, you know, the older son and the baby.
Yeah.
Obviously, because the baby's 5 and my older one's 16. So there's the gap there, but... And props to my oldest son, too. Like, he doesn't just get home and go to his room or, like, go hang out with friends. If he's around, he's around.
Oh.
And he talks to the boys.
He's involved.
Yeah, he's involved. He talks to the boys, jokes with the boys.
Do you guys all go as a family to, like, all the basketball games and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. It we'll do, like, a game together. Mm-hmm. And then either I'll leave with one of the boys and then maybe come back later in the day. Or my wife will leave with two of the boys or one of the boys. It kind of works better that way.
Yeah. Cause you're not all worn out on the games.
Yeah. And when we walk into a place, it looks like a rock band's coming in. Like, there's a group of 6 people coming in.
You guys may need to get a little bus to drive around.
Yes. There is a family that I know, and that plays a lot of sports too. And like, I think they have 6 kids.
Oh yeah.
And they drive a Sprinter van.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. Because they pull up and that door slides open and all these kids pour out of it. And it is hilarious.
That's how it was with our family. We had a blue bus that had like, it wasn't like a Sprinter van now. It was the old school one.
Yeah.
So they had like the TVs and stuff in it.
I love
it. All 4 of us girls would be back there. We'd be going to volleyball tournaments. So, I mean, everything. We'd be trucking along in it. I get
Was your car just completely messy?
You know, I don't remember that car, but I imagine that we made it a mess.
Like my kids like... they just mess our cars up.
Oh yeah.
Like
you can't have nice cars when you're a parent.
The other day I tried to roll my window down and it was all like, I'm like, what's happening in the back window? And there was like a Jolly Rancher stuck between the window and the door. And I'm just like, what is happening?
This is why my dad to this day still yells at me. He's like, take your trash when you leave still as a 30-year-old when I ride.
Like, ask my kids. Next time you see him, ask him, like, hey, does dad say anything when you park the car, when he parks the car when you get home? Every time it's like, take what's yours out of the car.
Yeah, it was funny. We were just talking about that when I was home for my sister's bridal shower. It was like, it's so funny. Like, you get mad at the kids now. Like, we talk about my niece and nephew and like your kids, and you get mad at them for doing stuff. You're like, I did that though. I was doing that. I was leaving the lights on. I was trashing everything. I didn't have a care in the world.
And I hate it when other parents are just like, hey, let them be. They're kids. Like, no, you can't just let them be.
No,
like, we're teaching them how to grow to be adults. Like, oh, and you don't leave trash in your car? Like, yeah, but that's my car.
It's different because you also know that you're going to take the trash out at some point.
Correct.
They're never going. They're going to leave it. Forget about it forever.
And can you imagine if like they went to like say your house, like, or they hung out with you, right? Like Morgan, you pick them up. You're going to take them to a movie, and they just like leave all their wrappers in your car. Like you would think, like Eddie, what are you doing? Like teach your kids how to like pick up their trash.
Yeah, it's really more about them being somewhere else versus just with you.
Correct.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We've got Connie from New Mexico. She wants to know if you feel like you're getting mean like Lunchbox.
No, not mean. I think the problem where I get sucked into is when Lunchbox, like, I'm always trying to like egg on Lunchbox because I think it's funny. I think it's funny when he's like mean and then everyone makes fun of him for being mean. And so I like to kind of egg him on so he can be more mean, you know, but the problem
is a vicious cycle.
It really is. And I think it's gotten to the point where like, we need to chill. But what's funny to me is that when I get sucked into his meanness, because like, I would never just make fun of him, but I like making fun of him to get his reaction.
You and like so, making him react.
Yeah. It's almost like when there's like a chihuahua, you know, that's like, and then you're just like, oh, that's so funny.
You have some weird experiences with chihuahuas, but yeah, well, go on.
I've had chihuahuas growing up my whole life.
I know, and I'm just saying like, you had some weird experiences. But
I think I have trauma with chihuahuas because like my dad, so we had a chihuahua growing up. Side note, we had a chihuahua growing up and my dad loved that chihuahua. And I think my dad loved that chihuahua more than he loved us, any of us.
Honestly, probably fair.
Probably, right? And like the whole family hated that chihuahua because he was just like, hey, don't mess with her. Like, hey, don't, guys, you're making her mad. And just like, so we would like just kind of, she would sit on the top of a couch, like the very, like right the back.
And you would traumatize the chihuahua, Eddie.
And she hated to be touched. And every time we would walk by, you would touch her and she'd go, arr! And so
you deserved that. She didn't want to be touched.
So every time we'd walk by, we would give her a little tickle and she'd be like, and she'd snap at us or whatever. And that's almost like Lunchbox. Like, I love doing a little tickle when I walk
by. You like pushing the button.
Well, yeah, it's so easy.
It is easy to push.
It's so easy. So, but then the problem is you get sucked into his kind of net and then you're mean and then he's mean.
Well, you're feeding off energy in that room.
I know.
That room is really small. You feed off whatever energy is coming out. And his is strong.
This is real strong.
Okay, but not worried about
No. But it is, you know what though? It is tricky because like this past week, like there was all this like talk about, oh, Eddie's being mean to Abby. And it's like, I felt a little bit of what Lunchbox goes through because I'm like, I wasn't being mean. I was being helpful and honest. And I'm not lunchbox honest, or like, you suck, you can't sing. No, it's just like, Abby, you're just standing there. Like, if you're going to do a showcase for a record label, which whatever, wasn't true. If you're going to do this, you got to stir it up. You got to, like, you know, like, really sing. You got to entertain.
So, and you were trying to provide constructive feedback.
Correct. And then, of course, they said she was nasal. And so I just jumped on that and made the joke, like, well, maybe she covers a Willie Nelson song.
You do like having little quips at things.
It's just a little joke. It's not mean. It's just funny.
Hey, whatever makes you sleep at night.
Hey, do I sound like a little too defensive?
Little. But it was funny. I was just telling Lunchbox the other day. I was like, man, you just really, and I hate this saying. I wish there was like another way to say it. I was like, man, you just love to beat a dead horse. Like, you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know when to pull back. I'm like, it's totally cool to give your opinion. You just got to pull that back after you state it.
I think that me, Lunchbox, and Bobby are the same where we like to, if you react, we like to keep pushing.
Oh yeah, you do. You're so, like, we're like, how many more buttons can we make light up?
But your job is to not react. Your job, if you are the other side of this, and I'm telling you, this is how you stop it. You just say like, okay, and then just stop it. And that's it. And there's nothing we can do to that. You can just be like, oh, all right, whatever. And we have to stop. We can't keep going because it's no longer funny. But if you start getting defensive and you're just like, no, Lunchbox, he's going to keep going. And he's going to keep going and it will not end.
No, you're totally right. And most of the time I can do that. I'll just laugh it off. I'm like, whatever.
You
but
just
there are
like,
some
okay.
times where when it keeps coming, like multiple days in a row or something, yeah, I'm like, okay, this is building up and I'm about to lose it on you. And he knows it. He'll see me sometimes. He'll be like, hey, I'm like, not today. He's like, okay. And we just keep moving. And I'm like, I have my limit. And my limit's pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, I have a pretty high tolerance for things. But I hit a point and I'm like, nope, we're not doing this today.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll make some quip. Like, first thing when I walk in, I'm like, no, not right now.
And he's like, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the only time he ever backs off, because every other time he does
not. Right.
And that's only off when we're like in the hallway. Okay. Lauren from Virginia wants to know, what do you care about most?
Whoa.
Very broad, but
what do I care about most? Mm-hmm. Man.
The Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, no. I do love my Dallas Cowboys, but I can't care. It's almost like it's that, you know, if you had a relationship with someone that all they do is just let you down all the time. You're like, you still love them, but you're like,
so you're in a toxic relationship with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'd say that's accurate. it's like when you not your boyfriend, not your wife, not your husband, not that, but more of like your brother or your sister, where like you try to get a hold of them, you try to make plans to go to dinner and they just never show up or they don't want to or whatever. And you're just like, you're still my brother. I love you. You're still my sister. I love you. But like, I'm giving up on inviting you places.
Mm.
It's like that.
Got it.
You know what I mean?
So that's like, where you're at right now.
I love my
stage.
Dallas Cowboys. I love them. And every year I do think it's our year. And I do, you know, think we're going to go to the Super Bowl. But I can't go all in until we start winning games. Now, I'm not to say that midseason, if we're like winning 7 games in a row, I'm back to, we're like, oh my gosh, I love you. You're my best friend. You want to go to dinner again? You want to go to dinner? Let's go to dinner. I'll pay this time. But then when they like lose in the playoff game, you're just like, see, this is why we don't go to dinner. That's a toxic relationship.
It's a really tumultuous relationship to have in your life.
So what do I care about? No, it's not the Dallas Cowboys. I think just my family. Like really when it comes down to it, like I love other things and I love other people and I love all this, but like, I do everything for my family, you know, like
good old family man.
Like that's when it comes down to it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. What's beneficial to my family? Like, is this good for my family? Like if I go do this, like if I go to dinner with my friends on a Friday night, or do I take my kids to practice? Like, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just,
so this is why you're saying that, like when people become parents, they disappear.
Yes, that's exactly why. But true story. Cause like, even like me and some of my really good friends, like I don't talk to a lot of my really good friends because like, we're just busy with our family. I saw one dad a couple days ago that I used to talk to all the time. And I'm like, dude, how you been? He's like, oh man, busy. Like, how are you guys? We're like, yeah, busy. We kind of looked at each other and it was like that whole, like, I understand.
Well, this is also why I feel like it's important to have friends in your phase of life.
Yes.
Like you can have all different kinds, but it's very important to have friends that understand the position in your life you're
in. Totally.
Right now. totally. At least you're not mad at each other that you're all busy.
No, we looked at each other and we're just like, I get it. Like, I get it. I miss you too.
Yeah,
like,
good I miss to see you. Man. Also, we're going to get back to this crazy life.
Right, right.
All right, Christina, I almost said Kristen. Christina in Virginia wants to know your favorite Too Much Access shoot so far.
Ooh, that's a good one. Gosh, we've had some really, really good fun ones.
I'm biased. I have one, but I'm biased.
Of course. That was really cool. I loved Kansas State. Kansas State was the first school that we went to where we felt like really welcomed. Not to say that no one really like, they didn't treat us well. Kansas State was like, this place is yours.
Yeah, that's just how Kansas people
are.
What do
you want? You want to go on the field? That's your field.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go in the press box? That's your press box. You want to go to the locker room? You want to lift weights? Let's do it.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. I'm like, wow. The head coach. He's like, I think it was his birthday. And I made the joke of like, well, you going to Chili's tonight? Like, what are you going to do? You going to like dinner with your family? He's like, yeah, we might go do dinner. And then he literally was like, what are you guys in town? Are you guys spending the night? Like, do you want to come?
Yeah.
And we're like, no, we got to leave. Like, we can't go to dinner with you
all
on your birthday.
All of that tracks. That's just Kansas. Like, Kansas are just good people.
That was really cool. But I have to say that my favorite, gosh, there's so many. There's so many. And we have a whole series coming out that's cool called Legends. I don't even know if we've talked about this, and I might get in trouble for this. But where we've talked to athletes that aren't playing anymore. And they're like legends in the sport. And we've gone to their houses. And it's really freaking cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
You go to their house and you're like, wow, you made a lot of money.
That's what you're thinking. Wow, okay, lunchbox.
Wow, you have a lot of cool stuff. No, because like we went to
I get it. I'm just giving you a hard time.
We went to one in Oklahoma where it was like, this is what, if I had a lot of money, this is what I would build.
Yeah, it's like the look at kind of post-athlete life.
Yeah, that are like, they can't play sports anymore, so what do?
Mm-hmm.
They build a sports complex in their house, like on their property. So like, that's cool. But I would say Arkansas. I'm going to go to Arkansas because when we went to Arkansas basketball, it was the first time that we got to sit through a real practice.
And it like was a full-fledged practice.
A full practice. And we didn't play. We weren't goofy. We didn't dress up. Like, we weren't cameras rolling. We just sat and watched them practice. Like, and it was really unbelievable. Just to see kind of the drills that they do, how they prepare for a game, how the roles that the different coaches have. Like, you know, they would come out and be like, all right, coach so-and-so, tell them about the, just for example, they weren't playing Kansas. Tell them about Kansas State offense. Kansas State offense, here we go. And he gets a big marker. Boom, boom, boom. We got the number five here. The number five likes to do this. The number four does this all the time. They're the number three shooting in the country. They like to drive the ball, blah, 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 whatever. And like, it was just, these guys know basketball way different than we do. Like,
wow.
They just
so
know.
So really too much access.
It was really too much access to where we didn't even understand what they were saying.
Like, you know, what is happening?
You know what I mean? Like, I coach my kids' basketball team and I thought I kind of knew basketball. Nah, I don't know crap. These guys know basketball.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're trying to make it pro too. They gotta be that good.
That's their life.
So that makes sense.
Auburn was really cool. We've done a lot of really cool ones.
You were only allowed to have one, Eddie.
You're right. I'm sorry. Just one. Arkansas, because we sat in their practice.
Okay. We'll be right back. We got two more questions.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
All right, so we've got two that are kind of advice ideas things. So Christina, I think this one is geared towards me, and the next one is definitely geared towards you because I can't help with that one. Christina is planning a 30th birthday for someone who wants to party but also wants to relax and have
that's
any ideas.
You let's go.
Yes, but like if you think of anything while I'm talking about these,
I don't
know.
Know what a 30-year-old wants.
Well, you still were a 30-year-old.
I'm 45. Times have changed.
Oh my goodness. Now, like before, I was getting yelled at when I called you guys dad or like dad jokes. Now you're like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, you're right. All I tell is dad jokes.
I'm glad you finally accepted everything. It only took like 5 years.
Right.
I think there's a few things that come to mind. You need to go somewhere that you can do some fun hiking or lay by a pool and then also have this kind of environment where there's things to do. And the
a
things,
trip?
Yeah. Definitely do a trip for your 30th if you can.
Really? Okay.
Because I think the 30th is such a big year. And we put so much focus on when people get married and they have babies and those are the times we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
You should celebrate really big milestones in your life. And 30
absolutely.
Is a huge milestone. And it's also one that like a lot of stuff is about to change. And so if you can do even a little road trip, doesn't have to be like I'm flying away forever, but a little road trip would also be cool. And maybe there's something, I'm not sure where you guys are at, but maybe there's somewhere like that near you all that you could do for a road trip. But some places that come to mind for me are like a Sedona, Arizona.
Nice.
Really cool hiking. They have some really cool stuff to
go
out and do.
Is that where you took all those cool pictures of the canyon stuff?
I was in Sedona at one point, but that was in Utah, a little bit further. There's not a lot of partying in Utah, so that's why I wouldn't suggest that one. Jackson Hole is another one I would suggest. They have some insane mountain hike schools.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
Yeah.
And how's that nightlife? You want to party a little
bit? Oh, there's some clubs there. Not really? Clubs. I shouldn't say clubs. That's club? Different than a bar. There's bars that are really cool. Like there's a cowboy bar there that's awesome. And there's some going out in that small area. And then another one that comes to mind that I thought of. No, this is taking it in a kind of different direction. You don't really have hiking, but if you want to like lay out by the pool and spend some time, you could do Miami.
Hawaii. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay, well.
Oh, dude, Miami is crazy.
That's party. And if you want to party, you have that, but you can still lay out and kind of
hang out by
the pool and still have a little bit relaxing kind of Miami vice.
But
vibe.
Not the beach, because the beaches close early in Miami.
Do they really?
Yeah, I mean, they don't close, but it's kind of just like they die out real early.
Well, see, then you can go to the beach during the day.
Sure.
And then you go and party.
Yeah, party it up. Man, I mean, there are some clubs in Miami.
Right? Like, so that's kind of on the extreme version if you really want clubs. If you just want to go out and have a good time, I think Sedona or Jackson Hole could work for that. And I'm trying to think. Denver's also really awesome.
Okay.
Denver's a great place that you have everything. You have mountains. You can go an hour out and you can go and do whatever. Denver has a great nightlife. So much to do. Lots of places to eat where you can kind of do one or the other or both. So those are a few places.
Okay.
Anything
like that
comes to mind for you? You did say Hawaii, but I feel like that's like a 40.
Go to
Hawaii.
Like no. I mean, 30, yeah, big year for sure, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I like all those places. I've never been to any of the places you said, though.
You've never been to any of those?
No.
The only one
I've been to Miami, but
that's the only one I haven't been to.
Okay.
But I've heard a lot about it from people.
Yeah, I've been to Miami a few times, but I mean, Jackson Hole, never been there. Sedona, heard about it.
You would love it.
Mm-hmm. I bet I'd love it. It seems like it's really, really cool. Denver, I've been to Denver, but I didn't party there. I just kind of, we played a show there.
Oh yeah. And that doesn't count.
That's it. What else did you say?
You got those four.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Eddie's
and Denver's cool. Denver's cool, but like I didn't have that experience there, so I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, Denver's like the OG of hiking and going out.
Okay.
At least I feel like, but that's probably because I grew up in Kansas. Yeah. It's right next to there. Okay. This one is for you. Miss Sandy needs some advice. And I'm going to make sure I get this all right because it came in like 20 different questions.
Okay.
She has an 18-year-old stepson who lives full time with them. Apparently, and I'm reading this from her perspective, He thinks since he just turned 18, he can do whatever he wants, and now he would like to live with his mom. However, mom's house is a bit chaotic and there's not a lot of rules, and he has a full ride scholarship. And our listener, Miss Sandy, is worried about him messing it up.
Yeah.
What can she do to help him in this phase of his life?
Yeah, gosh, that's tough because he's 18, right?
Yeah. A lot to break down here.
Miss Sandy. I wonder, you read it, so I wonder what you think. So stepson, you think she, so it's her husband's son?
Yes.
That's just so hard because like as a step parent, I don't know how much you can actually tell a stepson anything, much less an 18-year-old stepson. Because like 18 years old, it's kind of just like, all right. That's the milestone age where you're like, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah. And it is technically like they are a full blown.
They're an adult.
Adult.
You know, and I think that if there is financial control, if there is like a home, you know, like that he lives there and you've supported him and he lives at your house, like you have that control. But if he's just going to leave and go to his mom's house, you have no control. I think you sit him down. This is my advice. Understand that you don't have control here. Like there's nothing really you can do other than just gain his trust and his ear to listen for him to listen to you. And cause you're right. You're only thinking of the best thing about him, like the best thing for him, which is to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But in his mom's house, unfortunately is chaotic and is going to kind of give him the opposite of what you want for him, which is the best thing for him. But you can sit down with him and you can gain his trust by sitting down with him and say, hey, look, I'm looking for your best interest here. Like I'm looking out for you. This isn't because I want you to hang out here. I want what's best for you. And what's best for you is to go to college. Is I love your mom. Your mom's great. Like, but let's be real. It's chaotic over there. It's not the best environment for you to grow over there. And plus, like, I got a good idea. I would make the house a really cool place for him. Like, what do you want? You want your buds to come like play video games and like hang out and like have a party here at the house. Like whatever, bring your friends here. Like you can hang out here. We can be fun here too, but I want you to be responsible because it's best for you. I think the conversation is probably best, but like to think that you have control. Mm-hmm. You have no control of an 18-year-old son, much less a stepson.
Yeah. A lot
what
of
do
factors there. I have nothing. I'm not a parent, so I'm not even going to try and provide
advice.
That's
so hard.
Yeah, but I think what you said is really good.
And Miss Sandy, here's the deal too. Like you care for him, which is that's a big deal. Like I think most step parents are just like, you know what? He's difficult. He's impossible. He's really not my son. I think that's the stance that a lot of step parents take sometimes after like when they're having hard times with their stepkids. Not you, Miss Andy. Like you can really make a difference in his life. So keep going. Like keep trying to talk it into him and create a really fun environment to where maybe he does want to hang out at your house more than his mom's house.
I think that's great advice.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
Oh man, that's a tough one.
This is why you're called Eddie the Dad.
Eddie the Dad. Somebody came up to me the other day and they just like got right in front of my face, said, Eddie the Daddy. And I'm like, oh, hey, how are you?
Nice to meet
you.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Got it. Well, Eddie, thanks for being on, providing some advice, getting vulnerable, all of it.
Thanks, Morgan. It's always so much fun. I love it.
I know. It takes a little bit of time out of your day from being your Eddie the Dad.
We're good.
But I love having you here.
Happy Easter, too, by the way.
Happy Easter. I hope you do really great at hiding your eggs.
No. What you want me to do is hide those golden eggs for you.
I would really like to, but it's okay. It's okay. You've got a lot going on.
It's okay. Don't worry
like
about
maybe
it.
One year when you're doing a little bit more adult stuff with the kids, and I'll come join.
And you do live on the other side of town.
I do.
Than me.
I live far away. It's okay. I'll just be binge watching movies.
Okay.
All right. Eddie, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me at Producer Eddie. We do 25 Whistles podcasts. You can find me on YouTube with Too Much Access with Bobby Bones. I mean, The Raging Idiots on tour. You can find me wherever. I'm everywhere, man.
All right. Look at you.
I'm everywhere, man.
You are everywhere. And you guys can follow the show at Bobby Bones Show and myself at Web Girl Morgan. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, Morgan.
Bye, Eddie.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Web Girl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.